So we understand you visited with Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue on Tuesday. What did you talk about?
Well, we were trying to figure out whether it made sense for us to have there've been all these conference calls going on. You know, there's two or three a day, it seems like, that takes up almost the whole day listening to these conference calls. But there's some discussion about whether we're going to have a conference call with members of the committee. We did that last week with myself. But we're thinking about doing it with the secretary. So one of the things I visited with him about was, do we know enough about what's going on? Have we sorted through enough of this stuff so that if we have a conference call, it's going to be useful? Or, you know, so we don't end up saying, well, we don't know, we'll have to get back to you. So we kind of decided that because they're in the middle of fleshing out all this stuff and trying to figure out the rules and regulations, that it probably would be best to wait till next week to do that. So we're going to set something up next week for the secretary and myself and members of the committee, and that's on both sides of the aisle, to have a conference call and try to sort through some of these things. So that the call that I just had was from one of the leadership people that apparently they're having trouble with these new things that were put in the bill, accessing them. For example, in California, apparently there's a pilot program where they can deliver food stamp to the houses of the seniors, and only Amazon and Walmart have the technology to take the EBT cards, and the other Safeway and other places don't have them. And so they're wanting me to find out what's going on here and what the issue is, if it's technology or whatever it is. And so that kind of stuff is going on, and we're trying to move all this stuff fast. The secretary is trying to sort through how to deliver this $9.5 billion that he was given in the CARES bill. And he said he probably might be able to have that ready by the end of next week, figuring out, you know, how that's going to operate. So it's just a lot of stuff going on. And we talked about the cattle situation. Get a lot of calls from cattlemen that are concerned about what the packers are doing, that there's been a run on beef and pork, and the prices have gone up to the packers, but they haven't gone up to the producers. And so the secretary and I both agreed that we're sending letters to the Department of Justice and also to CFTC to ask them to look into what's going on here and why is there such a disparity between what producers are getting and what the packers are getting. And so that's another thing we talked about. And just the general state of agriculture, a lot of calls in my district here from farmers that are worried about the markets, worried about how they're going to survive, given what the prices are. Some people worried about whether they're going to be able to get the resources to farm this year. And then I've had some people that have actually called and want to know if they should even plant, given how low the prices are, which is, I've never had calls like that before. So there's a lot of uncertainty out there.
Do you know what options the Ag Secretary is considering at that $9.5 billion, how that program is going to be delivered to livestock producers?
No. He was just getting started. He had had meetings Monday and Tuesday morning before I talked to him. What he's doing, he's having Johannesson, the economist, and his staff look at all the different aspects of agriculture and try to figure out with what commodities, what agriculture products have been the most damaged by the coronavirus and are going to have the most damage going forward. So they're going to try to figure out a new formula based on how they think it's impacted the different sectors of agriculture, and then they come up with a payment system, I think, like they had last time, maybe so much an acre, so much a head of livestock, but it would be a different formula because it's not facilitation payments based on trade. It's damage that has been done by the COVID-19 virus. It's going to be separate from what he told me Tuesday. And he's going to hold the CCC and the $14 billion additional appropriations for the CCC. He's going to hold that off for a while. So they're not, at this point, they weren't looking to do anything with that in the near term. They're kind of going to wait and see what happens here. The $9.5 billion will be apportioned out between livestock, between specialty crops, between farmers markets, local foods, those kinds of things. I think it seems like his attitude was that the major commodity groups have got significant payments already this year, and I think they're going to wait till a little bit later to decide if they're going to make more payments out of the CCC, it sounded like.
Have you been hearing from your local dairy farmers, too?
Yeah. They're... it's another thing we've asked the secretary to do, and that is to reopen the sign-up. But this kind of points out the problem we've had with this program from the start. The people, you buy insurance to protect yourself, and you hope that you don't have to use the insurance in most cases. You know, you buy insurance on your house, but you hope it doesn't burn down. So the dairy program, the margin coverage program, is basically an insurance system where you can insure $9.5 above the cost of feed and lock that in, going forward. The problem is people are looking at the futures market, and if the futures market looks good, then they don't buy coverage. That happened with the old margin protection program as well. So now we have a lot of people that didn't buy coverage because they thought they weren't going to get any money out of the system. Well, now with the coronavirus happening, all of a sudden the futures prices don't look so good, and now people want the insurance open back up again so they can sign up, because if they would have signed up in the first place, they'd be getting significant payments, like something like $70,000. So we've asked the secretary to reopen the program. I don't know what he's going to do, but it does. I mean, they don't. they don't lie. If you didn't buy flood insurance, and then it floods, and you have damage, you're not allowed to go back in and buy the coverage after you've had the damage. So it kind of, in a way, undermines the program, being an insurance program, turning it into a different kind of program if we allow this. It's up to him. I think this is an extraordinary circumstance, and so I support opening it up again. But in the future, I think farmers are going to have to look at this differently. They're going to have to look at it as an insurance program and as a cost of doing business, and not look at it on based whether they're going to get money out of the system or not. And that's been an ongoing problem that we've had, not only with this current program, but with the program before it.
Does that require reopening the farm bill?
No. We think he has the authority to do this. If there's nothing in the farm bill that says that the sign-up period has to be these dates, So we think he has the authority, and I don't know, his lawyers may decide he doesn't. And if that's the case, then we'll have to take a look at that. But but we have made a decision that we are not going to open the farm bill. Whatever we end up doing here, we're not going to go back and open the farm bill. So the other issue with dairy is the issue of the folks that their base back in the base period, which was 2011 to 2014, they got to use the highest year during that base period. So you had people that were not producing much back then for whatever reason, part of the reason, I think, because they weren't making any money. And that's what we had to use in the Farm Bill in terms of what this is based on. So you've got people that had maybe 2 million pounds of production back during that base period, and now they're up to 5 million pounds, which is the maximum of the program. But they're not allowed to, you know, to increase the base. Now, during the discussion in the Farm Bill, I tried to include this in the program, but it would have cost $1 billion over 10 years. And the Senate was not willing to work with me to come up with $1 billion out of the rest of the program to do this, so it didn't get done. So now we're facing the same thing. If we're going to have this base update, it costs $1 billion. You know, I tried to get that in the CARES bill. Again, the Senate didn't want to do it, so it didn't get in. And that's something I don't believe the Secretary can do on his own. It takes legislation to do this. But what we recommended during the CARES legislation was not to reopen the bill, but directly to create a new program that allows those producers that have a base that's not commensurate with what they're producing now to go in and update that base. But it would not be part of the underlying program. It would be a separate program that would allow them to increase it. So doing it that way, we don't have to open the Farm Bill. But that's not done yet, and we're still working on it. And like I say, there's no end to things that we could be working on.